Welcome to episode 77 of the Mayberry Devotional, entitled, Holy Spirit Guide Us. Today, I'll be looking at Season 3, Episode 11 of The Andy Griffith Show, Convicts at Large. And I'll also be looking at Scripture from 1 Peter chapter 3, the second part of verse 15. Today's episode starts off showing us a prison where the sirens are going off, leading up to us seeing three women convicts who, we learn, have escaped from prison. Back at the courthouse, we see Andy listening to the radio where he hears about the escaped women prisoners, and we also learn that Barney is off fishing. The scene changes and we see Barney and Floyd stuck in the woods in a car that is out of gas. The two of them decide to go out and start looking for someone who can loan them some gas. As they're walking, they come upon Charlie O'Malley's cabin, where it appears that somebody's staying at the cabin. The women inside see Barney and Floyd coming up and they spring into action. Two of the women hide while we see Big Maud take the lead. She opens the cabin up and lets the men in, and Barney recognizes their uniforms as being convicts. Maud ends up with Barney's gun and takes his bullet from his shirt pocket and takes Barney and Floyd prisoner. Immediately, Sally takes a liking to Barney because he reminds her of an old acquaintance of hers, Al, who we also learn is the one that sent her to prison. Barney ends up having to make a call to the courthouse to tell Andy that he and Floyd are up at O'Malley's cabin staying the night. Later, we see boredom set in at the cabin, and Naomi tries to pick a fight with Floyd, who won't have any part of it. Sally puts on some music and starts to dance with Barney, who eventually starts to get into it. Sally changes the music, which upsets Naomi, who breaks a vase over Floyd's head. We can learn that that song being played, well, that was Naomi and her husband's song. As the scene changes, Floyd is getting ready to head into town with Sally to get in some groceries. While in town, Andy sees Floyd and comes up and starts talking to him. Floyd tries using some kind of code words to explain that they're in trouble, but Andy doesn't catch on. When Andy notices that Floyd has a woman in the car with him, Andy gets a hint that there's a party going on at O'Malley's. After Floyd leaves, the bus pulls into Mayberry and we see Mr. O'Malley getting off the bus. Andy starts talking to him and then he realizes something is wrong. Andy gives him a ride to the cabin to see what he can find out. Back at the cabin, Floyd and Sally return, and Sally is sent for water as Naomi is given the task of cooking. Sally returns with the water, and a distraction occurs that allows Andy to empty her water bucket. Naomi has to end up going back outside to refill the can, and while outside, Andy and Mr. O'Malley end up handcuffing her and taking her away. With no one left to tend to the food, Sally goes out to try to find Naomi, and Big Maud ends up taking over the cooking. While on the porch, Andy and O'Malley end up capturing Sally also. Barney is tasked with removing the smoke from the kitchen when Andy gives Barney some instructions to get Maud to come outside. While Barney tries to figure out ways to get Maud to go outside, she starts playing music on the record player, and Barney, he talks her into dancing with him. While dancing, Barney ends up opening the door, and after a few attempts, he gets her outside where Andy is able to handcuff her. In the epilogue, Barney is talking to Andy and explaining how Floyd wasn't much help during that situation, and Barney took the lead on everything in apprehending the women. When the local paper is delivered at the front door, Barney picks it up and sees the headlines that read that the local barber has captured the escaped convicts. On a side note, this is the last episode where we see Howard McNear, Floyd, before he suffered a stroke. He would return in season 4 with limited mobility, but still just as funny as before. The scripture I want to look at today comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, the second part. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Peter is writing that believers need to be ready to answer those who ask us about our faith. Other versions translate this to mean defend, giving more of an idea of a formal accusation, but Peter's really just talking about any questions people have about our faith. We need to be studied up and have an answer when people question us. It doesn't have to be anything written or formally defined. Sometimes people just want to know, and the easiest answer can satisfy their curiosity. In this episode, we see several people that have to give answers. Big Maud gives the funniest answer, I think, when Barney asks if anybody's home in O'Malley's cabin. Naomi is confident that Big Maud will come up with a brilliant response, to which she yells back, "There's nobody here!" Barney has to give a good answer when he calls Andy at the courthouse to let him know that him and Floyd are going to stay at the cabin. Floyd has to give some good answers when he meets Andy in town while he's with Sally. And we see Barney as he has to give an answer to Big Maud about why he's wanting to dance with her all of a sudden. All these people have to be ready to give answers at a time when their answer was very important. You might not realize it, but as Christians, there are people who watch us constantly. Some watch us to try to catch us messing up, and some watch us to try to figure out what brings us joy. Maybe without knowing, maybe somebody's been listening to a conversation you're having about God, and they want to learn more. It's in that time that you have to be able to give an answer. We have to be ready to talk about God. In the Great Commission in the book of Matthew, Christ tells his followers, first, he says to go out and teach all nations. He's not expecting just his 12 disciples to do all this teaching. He expects all of his followers to be able to tell about him. When we see Barney and Floyd answering Andy about his questions, whether on the phone or in person, each knew of the importance of giving the right answers. There was a sense of urgency and importance for each one, because if the wrong answer was given, you know, somebody could have got hurt. When somebody asks us about God, while it might not seem like a sense of urgency, and maybe the importance isn't there as much, but really it can be. The answer we give, of course, has great importance, and really, the urgency is always there for unbelievers. Paul writes to the Corinthian believers that for the accepted time is now, and the day of salvation is now. I'm not saying that we need to have a sermon prepared for when we're questioned about our beliefs, but we need to stay ready to answer any questions that we can. We're not always going to know the answer. If we don't, that's fine, but let them know. Remember when Barney tried to act like he knew what Baked Alaska was? That was a bit uncomfortable. Let's give the answers that we know to the best of our knowledge. And one thing I've found out many times is that the Holy Spirit will guide us with the words to say, even though we don't know what they are. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week as we'll be looking at Season 3, Episode 12, The Bed Jacket. And until then, thanks for listening.